The Nintendo Switch 2 is finally out. It's a sequel to one of the most popular video game consoles of all time. NPR's James Mastromarino reports on why Nintendo fans are racing to buy the new one.
Fans lined up for days in front of Nintendo's flagship New York City store to be the first buyers for the new Switch 2. Last night, they amped each other up by singing to a Mario tune. NPR's Alex Chung attended the midnight release at Nintendo New York, where he spoke to the influencer, JC Adler.
Yeah, I really love the new design of it. I like the features that you can play with friends, too, and the ability to not just have a gaming be a solo experience.
Adler acknowledged that at $450, the Switch 2 isn't cheap, but she thinks Nintendo's games justify the price tag.
The games speak for themselves, and people put a lot of effort into the games, so it makes sense. I still buy them.
Celebrities like Saturday Night Live's Bowen Yang also attended the event and played the new headlining game Mario Kart World. He's still excited for it after losing a race.
That was the perfect amuse-bouche for what will surely be a thrilling time in the knockout rounds. So I can't wait to experience that from the comfort of my home with my friends or enemies.
The Switch 2 is selling out at retailers across the country. Even after tariffs prompted Nintendo to delay Switch 2 pre-orders and raise prices on some console accessories.
This is a company that's over a century old, that lived through all the world wars. They know how to accommodate this kind of turmoil.
That's Joost van Drenen, professor at NYU's Stern School of Business. While he says Nintendo will eventually meet demand for the Switch 2, he thinks the company will need to do more to convince many gamers, like himself, to upgrade.
How do we communicate that this is a new device, that this is worth the $450? I'm happy to wait a little bit to get the Switch 2 because I'm already in that universe anyway, so I'll get it when I'm ready for it.
Nintendo projects to sell 15 million Switch 2 consoles by March of next year. But it remains to be seen whether the Switch 2 will come close to the 150 million units that the original Switch sold. James Mastromarino, NPR News.